Job chapter 3, if you would please. And just one thought tonight is what we want to get accomplished. And so if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able. Job chapter 3, and we begin in verse 11. As we're continuing here, and I'm going to read down through verse 19. And we're going to talk about one other subject. We talked about Job and him about the cursing the day he was born and wishing he had never been born. Of course, that came out of his intense grief that he was going through. And you know, he was just thinking it'd be better if I never had experienced this at all. If I would have never been born, I wouldn't have ever experienced that. And by the way, that's very short-sighted, right? To say something like that. But who knows? We may all say something like that if we're in that position too. So, but we, at least we can learn from what Job went through. But here I'm going to begin in verse 11. He says, "Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me? Why the breast that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet? I should have slept, then had I been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold gold, who filled their houses with silver, or as in hidden untimely birth, I had not been as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master." And as we continue to look at what Job's talking about, let me just remind ourselves about Job in the time that he went through, was lamenting the fact that he had ever been born. And wishing that God would have never allowed that to happen, etc. And although Satan's plagues had caused Job to curse the day of his birth, we'll remember that Job still was not cursing God. He was just wishing, if you will, that he would never have had to go through these things. And by the way, there are a lot of painful experiences that we will endure here on this earth. But don't forget that God tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He says that we should count it all joy when we enter into diverse temptations. So I understand that there's a negative side to things. There's a sorrowful side to things. But we've got to, if you will, take it knowing God, right? Knowing Jesus Christ, knowing salvation, knowing the Word of God, you can survive the difficult times. And you know what? You can even do well in the difficult times. You can. You say, "Oh, I'm just going to hang on and just make it through." No, you can actually do well through those times, championing, I think that's right, the cause of Christ. And the things that God has for you. And listen, as we go through life, we need to be that kind of person. Now, I'm not saying Job wasn't that kind of person, but we do see him take a hit here. We do see him kind of take this and really get gut punched by the devil with all of these things. And I want you to understand that he's going on talking about, and by the way, all of this is very human. Okay? Extremely human. Look at what he says here, what some of the things that we read tonight. Look at verse 14. "With kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or princes, or with princes that had gold, or who filled their houses with silver, or as in hidden untimely birth, I had not been as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling. There the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor.
The small and the great are there. And the servant is free from his master. So he's saying basically if I wasn't there, or if these things, none of this would matter. None of this would exist. None of this would be here. I wouldn't have to witness it. I wouldn't have to be around it. I wouldn't have to be privy to any of this stuff. We would all be just free of everything. And by the way, yeah, that's true. But that's not the point. Life does have value. Both the good and the bad, if you will, have value. All the experiences that we go through, they matter. And let me just ask you a question, because I think about things differently. You know that about me. But let me ask you a question. However old you are, I want you to just put yourself in a mindset right now to think about something. What would life be like if you never experienced anything bad? And let me just ask a serious question. Would it really be a better life? I'm just curious. Would it really be better not having experienced anything bad? Now, in one sense, yes. Because guess what that would be? Perfection, sin would have never have occurred, etc., 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 right? But that's not really what we're talking about. We don't have that choice. And what I guess I'm trying to get us to realize is God knows us. And he knows our frame. And he knows, if you will, ahead of time what we're going to experience. And this is the life that he has given to us to live. And the good comes with the bad. The happy comes with the sad. The pretty comes with the ugly. I mean, all of it comes together. And to wish it away is really futile, right? It's vanity. Like Solomon says about life. And so you think about it. It really, if you really take the time to think about it, the life that we have, the good and the bad, is what we praise God for. Is what we glorify God for, because that's what he has given to us. And that's what, if you will, what he knows what is best for us. You say, how in the world is going through grief and sorrow and difficulty best for me? Okay, I'll again use this very pathetic illustration. But you do understand that in order to build muscle, you have to tear muscle. Everybody understand that? Okay, the muscle fibers. That's what, when you're lifting weights, that's what you're doing. Okay? And what does it do? It makes you stronger. And that's what the things in life that come into our paths do for us. And by the way, God knows that. Let me just further say this. Do I really know? And by the way, I'm saying this, and they're right here in front of me. But do I really know how to grieve with someone who's lost a mother or a father? I don't. Okay, because I don't know how it feels to lose a mother and father. They're sitting right there. But one day, I'm sure, and I'm sure they hope this, that they get to go before I do. Because no parent wants to lose a child. But maybe one day I'll get to know what that really feels like. Now I can comfort them and support them through principles, through what other people have endured. But I haven't lost my mom and dad. I still have them. Sometimes God lets us go through things. Now my wife, she knows what it's like to lose a mother. She was 8 years old when her mom died. She's experienced that. So when someone loses a mom or loses a dad, she knows what that's like. I really don't. I mean, I can theorize and still try to minister and help to help people. But see, some of you have experienced things that you've gone through. Now you know how to help somebody else through that difficult time, because God helped you through that time. And you know what? That's something that's valuable. That's something, if you will, that ought to be cherished. It ought not to be just wished away. And basically what Job is saying, he's basically wishing away all these things and saying that I wish I had never experienced any of this. Now, sometimes time heals that and gets us back into a place where we realize what God's trying to do in our lives. By the way, hindsight's always 20/20, right? And in the this is kind of pretty fresh, right? In the moment, Job's not had a lot of time to process all of this. And this is basically his just raw feelings. Let me give you some verses to think about that'll help us as we go through these times. And as we're suffering through the most dark and difficult things, these are some things that maybe we can take to heart. In 2 Corinthians, Paul writes this. He says this, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent for the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him." So you see what Paul's saying? He's saying, yes, okay, yes, we groan for this life without sin. We groan for this life outside of this mortal body to get to heaven. I mean, how many of you are looking forward to heaven? But guess what? It's not time yet. And although these things may be difficult that we're going through, we should go through them confidently and because we may be accepted of him. And here's what he kind of concludes this idea with. He says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And so you got to understand that for the Christian, for the saved person, yes, the pain, maybe you yourself have something that causes you great pain or great difficulty. Or maybe it's emotional, like a loss of a loved one or thing that you're going through there. Guess what we just have to do? Endure. Until the time that God has to call us home. If we stay in a state, by the way, be thankful that Job did not stay in this state. He mentioned his feelings, which is, again, not bad to do, not wrong to do. But what I'm trying to do is help us to see Job's example and caution you, don't sit there and waste away your life and wish to die. And wish for it all to go away and wish that you had never experienced it all, because that God doesn't want us to live that way. He doesn't want us to live in that misery. He wants us to live. Yes, we should have a desire to get to heaven. Yes, we should have a desire to get through these things. By the way, we don't want to just, oh God, give me more tribulations to go through. Give me more heartache. Give me more sorrow. No, that's silly. That's not what I'm saying at all. But rather, God, you've given me this heartache. You've given me this sorrow, or I'm going through this difficulty or this physical pain, whatever it is, I'm going to take it and I'm going to win with it, if you will. I'm going to get past it and through it, through the victory in Jesus Christ. Paul says we ought to be looking for these opportunities to be accepted of him, laboring, whether present or absent, and that's how it's supposed to be, because we are going to be accounted on these things. Hey, when you're in heaven, at the judgment, how did you deal with this thing in your life? How did you deal with this emotional difficulty? How did you deal with this physical difficulty? Oh, you gave up. Oh, you quit on God. Oh, right? I mean, think about it. Or did you overcome? Did you win through help from Jesus Christ, you know, etc. Did you make it through or not? Think about what Paul said over in 2 Timothy. And by the way, if you don't... Why am I saying that so much tonight? I did that at the funeral, didn't I, the other day, I think, or something like that. Anyways, with Paul, if you didn't think he went through anything, you haven't read your Bible. Okay, you can go through it, and he lists off all the things that he went through. And one of my favorite to read that he said was, in deaths oft. I love that phrase. He died, in a physical sense, several times during his ministry. That's pretty cool. Now, one of them we know of, right? In Lystra, where he was dragged about out the city. And by the way, I've told you before that he... I did it again, by the way. These people were professionals. They knew how to stone someone. And they knew how to do it real good. And when they finished, they would go over to the person, this mound of stones upon them, and usually their head would still be showing, or they could at least get to it, and they would find the biggest rock and smash it on top of their head. That's how they stoned someone. They started with small stones, buffeting them until they were, you know, they couldn't walk anymore, and they would collapse to the ground, and they would continue with larger stones and larger stones until they were heaped upon. And then they would take the biggest rock and literally smash their head and finish the stoning, and they would be buried there in a heap of rocks. That's how they stoned someone. So don't think that, oh, they just threw a couple of rocks at him and they knocked him down and they thought he was dead. Oh, no. By the way, that's why they were so surprised when he walked back into town. In deaths oft. So if you don't think this man went through something, he did. Don't forget that he asked God three times to take away that thorn in the flesh that Satan was buffeting him with. He went through it, but I want you to listen to his attitude, because this is the attitude I would have loved to have heard from Job. But this is the attitude, not the attitude that Job personified by saying, I just wish it all wouldn't have been. But rather this. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says this, "For I am now ready to be offered." He said, "The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And see, that's what Paul did. He went through those things. And did those things hurt him? Yes, they did. Did he shed tears over them? I know he did. Did he have great difficulty over them? Yes, he did. But in the end, he persevered and he said, "I'm now ready. God, when it's your time to take me, I'm ready to go. Because I've finished my course. I've kept the faith." And that's what we have to do. You know, a lot of times when people come to times like this that Job went through, they pray for God just to take them out. "God, I can't deal with it anymore. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want this anymore. God, just take me away." And listen, I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do. But just if you're going to have that kind of a spirit, make sure that's what God wants, not what you want. Paul didn't say this to Timothy because he was ready to go. He said it because God told him that it was his time to go. And he knew that it was his time to go. A lot of times, I just want to just touch on lost people for a second. You know, sometimes lost people will go through this, and you know as well as I do that things like suicide are prevalent in our society today. And people think that's the easy way out, right? But don't forget the story in Luke 16. How the rich man and Lazarus, they died, right? And it says that when they died, the beggar was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. You know, for the saint, heaven was a wonderful thought, right? But make sure that you're not wishing away life because of the sorrows of life. Rather, you're living life to the fullest until God calls you home. That's the victory. You understand we have this beautiful song, Faith is the Victory, right? That overcomes the world. And it does. And God wants us to understand that, yes, these things blindsided Job. These things were a difficulty. They were a grief to him. And so much that he, if you will, the devil had sucker punched him and he was feeling it. But it doesn't have to end that way for you and for me. Satan may get you down on the mat. He may get your number and make life tough for you. But it doesn't have to end there. You don't have to get into a state where you just wish it all away and wish it never had happened, or wish that you had died before all this happened. Because guess what? God allowed this to take place during your life, and to God be the glory for all the things that he does in our life. And I know that's hard to, if you will, easy to say and hard to do. And you can say, well, Pastor, you just haven't experienced that one thing that'll get you down on the ground, wishing for never having been born. And you know what? Maybe that's true. But I sure hope that if and when that moment comes, I'll be more like Paul and less like Job when those things take place. God wants us to be victorious. Now, was Job victorious in the end? Yes, he was. But it took him 40-some chapters to get there. Maybe it won't take 40 chapters of your life to get the victory over these difficulties.